I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Israel delayed a cabinet vote Thursday on the long-awaited ceasefire deal that would pause the fighting in the Gaza Strip and release dozens of hostages. AP correspondent Joe Fetterman has more from Jerusalem.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says there still is no agreement. He's blaming Hamas. He says the group is trying to make last-minute changes to the deal. Hamas denies these allegations and says it's committed to the agreement. Two hardline partners in Netanyahu's governing coalition have come out against the deal and threatened to possibly bring down the government over it. It's not clear how serious this crisis is, but it has forced Netanyahu to delay a planned cabinet vote that was meant to ratify the agreement.
AP correspondent Joe Fetterman. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Thursday defended President Joe Biden's administration's policies on the Gaza war as protests interrupted his final news conference. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
At the State Department, Blinken called the Gaza ceasefire deal a relief for Israelis and Palestinians alike.
It's also a moment of historic possibility for the region and well beyond,
saying he expects the deal to be implemented this weekend.
How does it feel to have your legacy be genocide?
But as he spoke, people in the room accused Blinken of ignoring Israeli violence against Palestinian civilians.
Criminal! Why aren't you in the Hague?
They were rare, if not unprecedented, protests in the State Department briefing room. Blinken says questions about how the U.S. handled the war are fair.
And they'll be asked for a long time.
But says the administration had to focus on one thing.
Where we could actually get an end to a conflict, an end to suffering, and the prospect of something better.
Sagar Magani, Washington.